Hey everyone, it's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Are you guys pumped for today? This is segment number 3 of 3 of my interview, of the interview with my wife, Colette. If you haven't yet, make sure you go to honorandfire.com and opt in to the Latimer's and get their free family checklist systems that they posted. It's free family checklist for entrepreneurial families. And it's amazing. What they're doing is so cool, and I'm so grateful for this interview and that they created a really safe spot for my wife to be able to share her thoughts and her feelings. And I hope you guys are loving her even 1/10 as much as I love her, because she is such an amazing person, and so grateful to have her being able to share some of our experiences with you. So, all right, with that said, we're going to jump in right now to segment number 3 of 3, and these are the last 3 questions they asked us. Question number 8 is, what ways do you teach your kids about entrepreneurship and finances? Question 9, what advice would you give a highly driven entrepreneurial family? And question 10, how important is it to have a like-minded community? So those next questions. I hope you guys have enjoyed the series. If you have enjoyed it, please go to, again, take a screenshot on your phone, wherever you are, post it on Facebook, on Instagram, social media, wherever you post, and please tag me and tell me why you liked this segment and the session. I'd love to hear some of the thoughts and the feelings about why you guys enjoyed this time with my wife. So, and maybe if you guys do, let us know. Maybe we'll do this more often and have her come on and share some more stuff. So, so excited. All right, with that said, let's cue theme song, and we'll jump into the exciting conclusion of my interview with the Latimer family and my beautiful wife, Colette.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
How do you teach your children about entrepreneurship, and what ways will this give them an unfair advantage in life?
Go ahead.
All right. One of the cool things we did was about 2 years ago, we had Caleb Maddox and Emily come out, who are 2 young entrepreneurs, and spend like the day with our kids, which was really cool, and kind of talked to them, got them excited about it. And then Caleb's dad told us that what he did is he gave Caleb these success books and said, hey, I'll pay you $20 for every book you read. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And so we started doing that with the kids. And some kids are more money motivated than others. But man, they've read tons of success books now. Rich Dad Poor Dad for teenagers, Success Dogs. Dallin's read both of my books, which is crazy. He's like, I don't understand most of the things, Dad, but I read them.
Well, and actually Aiden, like he'll be 9 in August, but he's been putting the little MP3 player plugs in his ears and walking around listening. So I think that's cool.
Yeah. And so that's been big. I think we brought him to 1 Photo Hacking Live, and they were young. It was crazy. It was kind of hard. But this year, I think you know this, I'm doing an event this summer specifically for kids so I can bring my kids to it. And so it's going to be really fun to kind of give them, into that kind of thing. And then the other thing I really want to do, we have to discuss this, but, I had a friend, her name's Ray Perry, used to run these, homeschooling, programs, and she did these events where she'd have a homeschool parents and kids, they'd come, they'd have speakers on each topic. So one would talk stock market, one would be real estate, one would be internet marketing, one would be eBay, like all these different things. And everyone would sell the courses, and they'd have the kids each go and buy a course each event, and that become their curriculum to learn. Like, I want to learn about stocks, and they go deep for next year on stocks or on real estate, whatever the thing was. And so I kind of want to have our kids pick things like that this summer. In fact, this is actually something, I forgot about this. We had this on our family on Sunday. We're trying to figure out, like, summer's coming soon, and we don't want the kids to be like this all summer on their screens, right? And so first we're like, we're gonna do screen free summer, no screens all summer, and then we're all just like, that's like, what are we going to do with them all day? Because you're going to be working. There's no, like, this sounds horrible for everybody. And they're like, okay, let's rethink this. And then when we were in Puerto Rico hanging out with Brendan Bouchard, he said something really interesting. He said, because we're talking about social media. One guy there was like, I don't do social media. It's a waste of time. And Brendan's like, no, you don't understand. He's like, I'm not a consumer of social media. I'm not consuming it. I'm producing. He's like, there's a difference. As a producer, I go and I produce something and I'm done. And it's helping other people, but I'm not sitting there consuming other people's things. And that was the aha with our kids, is like, right now they're consumers. They sit there and they watch some stupid guy with blue hair play video games for 4 hours. And they're watching somebody else who produced. They're consuming. And I was like, I don't want you guys being
consumers. Like, you don't value, like, the world's like better because you're a consumer. You need to be producers. So we talked about with them, we're talking about like starting a YouTube channel, and then each of them gets their own little playlist and say, hey, every morning wake up. And like Ellie's our daughter, who's obsessed with the craft channel. Like wake up, go watch a craft channel, figure a craft you want to make, then go drive to the store, buy the stuff, come back, have you and your brothers film it, make the craft and edit it. And you're allowed to use as much screen time as you want as you're producing, but to produce a video that you're going to push, publish live, and now you produce something. And then, so like our whole thought is like, you can only use screen time during summer to produce, not to consume. And then I thought it'd be fun for them is like, there's, you know, Skillshare and all these different sites. I'm like, pick a skill you want to learn, go and learn it. And then you make videos of you like teaching it back to people. And so that's kind of the goal, is helping them be producers this summer instead of just consumers.
That I love that.
Gold. That is gold. Can I squeak in a mini follow-up question to that, though?
So like, you can execute on it.
I just want to make sure I'm respecting your time and that we're just moving along and everything, but this is so amazing. But so what's your philosophy just on finance with your kids and stuff? Like, okay, because you've been broke and you've had lots of money and you're wealthy. How do, are your kids aware of it? Is that something you talk about? Is the business stuff just your front stage internet marketing stuff, or in the home? Are you talking about, here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to go to $1 billion and we're going to restructure our org chart and our model. Is any of that happening, or is it just Dad Russell all the time? And there's not a wrong answer. I'm just think people will be curious. And then like, when it comes to money, do you give them allowance? Do you teach them that they only get paid for value creation? Do you buy them a car when they turn 16? Do they have to buy it? Well, how does all that work for you guys?
The first part of the question, I have not been good at that, at like bringing them into what I'm doing more. A lot of times, like, we'll show them fun Oscar TV episodes. We'll talk about like cool people we're meeting. So they see a little bit of that, but we haven't talked about the finances or the goals, or it's actually really interesting. I'm glad you brought that up just to think about. And then on the other side, we don't do allowances. They can work for money. We have them pull weeds for money. We have them do
books for money. Well, I guess for money, yeah.
Allowance, like, guaranteed, like, here's money because you're alive.
Oh,
well, allowance. True allowance is like just pure socialism. It's like, you have a pulse, here's some money. It's like, yeah. Awesome, right? But yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because some of our kids are super money motivated, some aren't. Like, Dallin and Ellie both like money. So Ellie will do something, or like, if they scores a goal in soccer, we give her a dollar. So she'll do stuff. And then she's a consumer, and she spends it like, she'll make money, and then she drives to the juice place, and she buys juice 5 seconds. Like,
drives her bike. Yeah. She drives. She does not drive, but like
rides her bike. Yeah,
she gets there.
You know what we started doing is our kids love to play games and Fortnite and all that, and watch YouTube and stuff. But they can only do it now by spending points. And so what they do, like when they take out the trash and do stuff, we have a little app that we built for my company called Automate Motivate. It's actually for businesses, but we use it with our kids. And so they get points as they're doing stuff, but they can only play game time when they're cashing their points for an hour block of game time. And it's been a complete ridiculous success. Like every day when they come home, they're just like, what can I do? And they do it, and then they can, you know, earn 30 minutes of game time. It's kind of gamified that, but it's not money directly. And there's different things they can get game time or a go to the movies with mom or something.
It's been interesting, but some of our kids want to buy game time. And then the other one is like, what can I buy on Amazon right now? Like,
yeah,
he like wants, it burns a hole in his pocket. He would ride his bike to the store if a store was near us. We live in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of that. So much awesomeness. Question number 9 is kind of for other people, right? Like, what advice would you give a highly driven entrepreneurial family? And what advice would you give their spouse? So sometimes like the man is the entrepreneur, sometimes the woman is, sometimes they both are. Oftentimes there's one is non-entrepreneurial, one is a maniac. What advice would you say to that young couple that's about to go down this crazy up and down, have to fire, they don't even know they're going to have to fire 80 employees in one day, 5 years from when they're starting. But yeah. What would you say to them?
I say on my side, like, I always tell people, it's like, you only be as successful as your spouse will allow you to be. And I'm so, I look at everyone else I ever dated before, people I knew, like, if I didn't marry Colette, there's no way, like, we could have got here. Like, it's just not possible. And I think I'm so grateful for her, like, how much grace she's given me during the times of the hard times or the low times or the times I didn't produce or times I didn't show up right. Or, like, you know, it's so easy to hold judgments and to hold grudges and hold things like that. And she's never been that way. You know, it might be something we get an argument about, but then it's like, it's gone and she forgives. And it's like,
it doesn't keep lingering and lingering. I think a lot of times you see that in relationships, lingers to the point where it just breaks. And she's never been that way. It's just kind of like, it's just, she's, I don't know. She gives me, I guess grace is like the word in my head that like, just forgiveness of like, I understand you're doing stuff that doesn't make sense. It's not normal, but like, I still love you and it's okay. So on my side.
Oh, it's so hard because I get the question all of the time, like at funnel hacking or, and people do run into us or like, give me some advice. Tell me what to do. I've had a couple of women just in tears. How do I support my husband? And it can go both ways. And it really made me think. So I'm like, how did I allow Russell to live this dream? Like, how did I allow him to move forward without me cracking? The truth is I did crack. You know, you go through all of the things. And I mean, we weren't rich right out the gate. And so we had a little family. You work hard for all that you have. And I don't know, like, so you see and you're like, but I want him to live his dream. I don't want him to be miserable with this life. So it's just kind of, and everybody's so different. So advice is, to me, is hard because everybody is a different personality. But yeah, I would just say communication, because I just learned that. I would tell myself younger, my younger self, that as well. Communicate. And the other thing is do something for yourself. Like, so the advice to a highly driven, like for instance, he's the dreamer. Like he's a dreamer and he's always like, what's your dream? And I'm like, I really don't know. Keep everybody alive. Keep up the house. To be this mom, like, you know, and, but to do something for yourself, like go out with your girlfriends and breathe and communicate that with your husband, like, or your significant other, and take some time for yourself, because otherwise you crack. And I did crack a lot. I learned the hard way. But also like podcasting, all of these great, amazing tools that we have today. Like I would tell people that are out in this world to listen to all the positive things, like to get through these moments, or how to deal with, you know, a dreamer. And I don't know. Yeah.
That was an amazing
answer.
That
was like a mic drop.
I'm pretty sure you know. That was perfect.
I do too. That was amazing.
But there is always tears and there's always a little something. That's just human nature, but we're not perfect.
Have you ever felt pressure to act like that's not the case? I mean, things are weird at home. You're a public figure because you made yourself internet famous.
Yeah.
Thing. But you know what I mean? Like, is there, what's that like?
Oh, yeah. What is that like?
Like,
yeah. I'm assembling.
I think so. Sometimes you feel, I mean, for sure you feel the pressure. It's funny too, because like people are like, how are you always happy? I'm like, you know, because I'm happy when I'm clicking, like, hey, how's it going, guys? And they're like, all right, it's back to the fight. You know, like, right? Like, you want to see what's actually happening here? We're really upset right now, you know, whatever. But it's interesting, like, it's interesting because I think a lot of times you feel like you got to keep that posture because you, but the fascinating thing is like the times that I don't, like times I break posture and like, and more vulnerable, like frustration or things like that. That's when I feel like more, like that's when people actually connect with me more. It's funny. Natalie Hodson, talking about her yesterday, she did an Instagram something about like, you guys think I'm a nice, cool, calm, collected mom. I just screamed at my kids for 30 minutes. I threatened to throw the TV over. Like I'm a horrible, like all of a sudden she's like bawling her eyes out, everything. And she told me she's 351 DMs from that one thing. She's like, I've never heard that before. Like, that's what draws people in. And I think that, you know, I feel like we've tried, you know, I don't know. I think there's always some of that, but it's tried to be like more like, but things are tough sometimes. Like I remember the very first wrestling practice with the kids out in the garage. I did a whole podcast about like, man, that sucked. Like I want to record this now so that someday I can like have my kids remember like the first practice, how horrible it was, how mean they were, how they just let like, and just try to share more of like the pain part. Cause that people actually resonate with that way more than, in the posture.
That's so true, man. People crave authenticity.
Yeah,
vulnerability. But now Russell's going to choreograph fights so that he can get great content. I'm just kidding.
No, okay.
What Nicolette was going to say something, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I 100% agree. I don't feel like, I mean, sometimes maybe I'm like, oh, let me get dressed up a certain way. That's why when people come up, I'm like, oh, I don't have makeup on, but like, who cares, whatever. We're just seriously real people.
Yeah, totes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're never
never do that.
Sure you don't.
You did that last time.
I did that. We just talked to Allison Prince and her husband. And oh. I don't know where it came from. It just
and he
came
did
up.
It twice in it that felt, interview. He can't. He's not allowed to do that. Don't
it just
do that.
Felt right. I can't.
That's hilarious. I love it.
Right. It's not right. It's not. Okay, last question. How important is having a like-minded community as an entrepreneurial family?
Like, we want to, like, assemble all these people that care about crushing two comma clubs and doing huge things in business. Not about money. It's just who you are. It's what you are. But equally and more so care about crushing it at home and just connecting with your spouse and be the super parent. How important for those people is it to be in community with other weirdos like that?
No. I think it's super important. We had this yesterday. We were preparing for an interview. Cled asked Dallin, one of our oldest twin, 9 minutes oldest, anyway, about like what he likes about this thing. And he's like, you know, I don't like being wealthy because I have friends at school that make fun of me for being the rich kid. And it's like, oh, you know, it's us, right? Like, oh. You know, and it's funny because then the kid who said that, I specifically know who it was. He told his dad told me, he's like, my kids ask me how come I don't have my own restroom in our house. Why can't I get a job like Russell's? And then like, so it's like funny because like both kids, like the opposite direction. But I think it's important because it's like we live differently, right? Like most people, they wake up in the morning, they go to 9 to 5, they come home, they watch TV or they drink beer, they follow, you know, like that's like the majority of the world. And it's like, we're out here trying to change the world and have fun and do the things. And it's like, think about other people besides just ourselves and we're trying to create. And it's like, the more they're around other people doing that, the more they're not like embarrassed of it. It's like, oh, like it broke my heart right hearing that yesterday. I'm like, God, that's how he feels because he's embarrassed. Like we need to get them around more people who are creating because you know, he hangs out with Caleb Maddox, like that night he's writing a book because Caleb was, you know, like the more you're doing that, the more it inspires, the more they're able to see kind of what's possible. So I think that's a big reason why we're doing the kid event in the summer so they can plug in that. We're having a couple kids speakers come as well and just, so they can, I want them to have their eyes open to like, oh my gosh, like I could do this too. And this is cool. And it's not a bad thing. It's a super positive thing. And
yeah, no, I agree. It's a big deal. I'm like, oh, but I really appreciated getting these questions beforehand because I really did. I was asking my kids the same thing. And so it was interesting to get each of their, their perspective, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. We're actually, part of what we're working on is this thing. It's called the Family War Plan. Mm-hmm. It's not a journal. We're not going to call it a journal because that's not cool enough. We're going to call it the war plan, but it's for families and it has all
it's
this crazy
experience.
Stuff. If we, I don't know when they'll be done or whatever, but if we get them done in time, I want to just give a bunch to ClickFunnels to give to the families that come to the thing with their kids.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if they'll be done or not, but it's so epic. And thank you. Triple thank you.
And you were fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Really good. I'm super impressed.
Aww,
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're natural.
I'm not natural.
We're starting a podcast together.
You did a great job.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Enjoy. I'm assuming you're having a day off because you've been doing crazy, ridiculous things. So
I'm making him go to Zumba tonight.
That's our date night tonight. Awesome. I'm at Zumba.
Maybe some blackmail happening here in the future.
I just thought yesterday Zumba's dancing. I did not know that.
Steal his phone and do the Instagram.
It's like really hard dancing. You don't stop. You keep going.
I thought it was like a workout.
I've never done it either.
Yeah, Dave told me yesterday that it's salsa dance or something.
Amazing.
Like, what?
That's our date.
Congrats too on your wrestling thing.
That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Random thing to do that no one literally does except for
life crisis friends. Bringing back the glory days.
Looked like you were a beast mode though. You were smashing people, dude. Way to go.
We only showed you guys the highlights when I was smashing. The two I got smashed in, you didn't see anything from that.
Did you get wrecked by someone or was it close?
Yeah, I lost 2 matches. I won 5 matches. So when all said and done,
it's amazing. You just started training
amazing.
A few months ago for it, didn't you?
We had 3 practices before we went because I hurt my neck. So
it was
fun though. We had a great time.
Awesome.
Next year, there's a kid tournament at the same time. So next year, I'm going to bring all the kids and Colette. And we're going to do a
wrestling party.
She thought she outgrew the wrestling.
It'll be fun.
Oh my gosh, you might be my new favorite person on the entire planet. I'm a big fan.
We'll bring you some honey. We'll bring Colette honey too from our honey bee. I don't even know if you like honey.
I love honey.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll bring it. I'm going to get the bee and put the honey right in the jar for you.
Milk the bees.
Milk the bees.
You got to milk the bees.
Oh my gosh.
I assume that's how it works, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.